Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you for your love. Thank you for your amazing love. Yes, Lord. We give you glory, give you honor. We magnify your name. We exalt you in this place, Lord. And we say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Yes. It's our joy. It's our joy to honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Chicken Rose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Yes. We exalt you in this place. Our hearts are open to you. I'm open to you. And our praise and our worship goes up before you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We give you sacrifices of praise. Yes. Yes. Everything's not going right. We don't even feel like it, God. We give you sacrifices of praise. Yes. And we honor you, Lord, in all things. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Such an honor and a privilege to serve you, Lord. Such an honor and a privilege to serve you. Such an honor and a privilege to serve you, Lord. Just to love on you and let you love on us. We say thank you, Jesus. Yes. We just surrender our hearts and our minds to you, Lord. And we say thank you, Jesus. We just submit all things to you, God. This morning we bring all things, God, all things that trouble our heart, all things, Father God, that try to get our attention, every distraction, God, every challenge, every responsibility, Lord. We bring it and we lay it before you, Jesus. And we say, thank you, Jesus. We just give it all to you today, Lord. We give it all to you today. And we say, thank you, Lord, that you receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you receive it this morning. And we say thank you because we release it. We just release it. We let it go. We let it go. We release it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. That's your name in this place today. That's your name, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. We honor your presence. We honor your spirit. We honor your presence. We honor your spirit. We honor your presence. We honor your spirit. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. In your presence, Lord, we find fullness of joy. This is your presence, Lord. We find fullness of joy. So we thank you for fullness of joy this morning. Thank you for fullness of joy this morning. Thank you, God. Fullness of joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of your joy, God, is our strength. Your joy is our strength, Lord. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it's good to be in His presence, isn't it?
Yes.
It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. It really is. It really is. It really is. I'm going to go to the Word of God for this morning. And we had Chip to come and give us a word, and then Dan gave us a word, and it was all about, Dan told us about practical Christian living. And one thing that stuck with me, and I think it stuck with Dan and probably stuck with y'all too, our Jet told us you didn't really have to know the whole 66 books of the Bible. You know, just, you know, take what you do know and walk with that.
Yes.
And walk with that.
Yes.
And walk with that. And so this morning, I was kind of not knowing which way the Lord wanted me to go, but my heart has settled on this morning. And I like to use for a subject this morning, faithful stewards.
Yes.
Faithful stewards.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we want a whole lot of things. We want a whole lot of things. And we're not even taking care of what we already got. And we want more, but we're not paying attention to what we already have.
Yeah.
So Jesus talked a lot about being faithful. He gave us a lot of parables about being faithful. And I talked about one of those this morning in the scriptures. Faithful stewards. He wants us to be faithful stewards of the word we know. He wants us to be faithful with what we already know. How faithful are we at doing what we already know?
Yeah.
How faithful are we at walking in what we already know?
Yes.
Some of us can't handle a whole lot at one time. That's just the way it is. We cannot handle a whole lot at one time. So God, what? He give us line upon line.
Hallelujah.
And precept upon precept.
Yes, yes.
He gives us what we're able to handle.
Hallelujah.
At the moment. And sometimes what? We're not even satisfied with that. I want more. I want more. And God is saying, well, what are you doing with what I already gave you? What are you doing with what you already know? I mean, are you sitting on it? Are you meditating on it? Are you actively praying, asking God to help me walk in it and live in it?
Yes.
So what are you doing what you already know? So what does it mean to be faithful? What does it mean to be a faithful, good steward? The Bible talks about it. Let's look at Matthew 25, 14. This is talking about a faithful steward. We're going to kind of put this in perspective to us for today. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his good. Now we, as sons and daughters of the king, we're living in the kingdom. Jesus came, he died, he rose again, and he went. He went to a far country, you might as well say. He went to sit on the right hand of the Father, but he's also in our hearts. And he delivered unto them his good. He called his own servants. We've been called. We have been chosen by God.
Yes, we have.
And he delivered unto us his goods.
Yes,
grace has given us all the precious promises of God.
Yes.
We have them.
We got them.
They're in the Word of God to tell us that we have them. They're ours. But how faithful are we at what we have? Now, he didn't expect us to know everything all at one time. He didn't expect us to get it all at once. But But he wants us to get a little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, and walk in that. So delivered unto them is good. Go back to the parable. Verse 15, Matthew 25, 15. Now to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. I like that part. You know, Dan might can handle 5 talents, and I might can't handle a 2. But if I might have a 10, I still can't handle a 2. You know, so what does God do? He gives us according to our ability. He gives you as a faithful, as a steward in the kingdom of God, yes. He gives you what he knows you have the ability to handle because you've got grace to handle that. So he gives us all what we have grace to handle and still be a faithful steward, be a good steward. So let's look at this on a practical level. Christina's a mother. So she's been given the stewardship of motherhood and wife.
Amen.
She's a wife, she's a mother. So she has been given the stewardship of being what? A good faithful wife and a good faithful mother.
And an employee.
And an employee. So we've given different things we are to be stewards over, but we have to be faithful in those areas. And God does not give us anything that he has not already given us grace to handle.
Amen.
So we have the grace for whatever place he places us in, whatever talents he gives us, whether it's 1, 2, or whatever, whatever our ability is able to handle, he gives it to us. But we have grace to be a faithful steward.
Yes.
We have grace to be a faithful steward. Now, he does not want us to be what? Lazy stewards. Some stewards are lazy.
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 Lazy. So what's a lazy steward? A lazy steward. I'm gonna go down here and find it. A lazy steward is one that think the Lord has the latest coming. I already gave y'all the scripture. He thinks the Lord has the latest coming. So he's not faithful in his stewardship. He's not a good steward. Treats everybody bad. Treats the employees bad. Treats those under him bad. And does not be faithful of what God has put in his hands. He's lazy. He don't want to get to know how to be a good steward, a faithful steward. He just does like he wants to do. That's not a faithful steward. So faithful stewards are not lazy stewards. Let's see what faithful means. Let's see what faithful means. Faithful means worthy of belief, trust, or confidence. They are trustworthy. In a nutshell, a faithful person is trustworthy. You can trust a faithful person. You can trust a faithful person. If we're faithful to God, God can trust us.
Yeah.
We learn to trust God, but did you not know God wants to be able to trust us?
Hallelujah.
He cannot trust all of us the same. He can trust one with more than maybe he can trust another one with. He can't trust us all the same. He loves us all. But I beg to differ when folks say he treats us all alike. He doesn't treat us all alike.
No,
he loves us all, but he doesn't treat us all alike. And because he can't treat us all alike. Because some he can trust more than others. So faithful is a trustworthy person, a person that God can put his confidence in. What about steward? A steward is one who the king deals out, distributes, a portion of goods for us, them to watch over, be good stewards over. They're an administrator, a person who manages the domestic affairs of a family, business, or minor, a treasurer, a chamberlain of the city, a house manager, an overseer, a steward. Anyway, in other words, a steward has something that has been given him or her that they have to manage or oversee according to the way the person, the owner would do it. You don't do it the way you want to do it. You do it the way and manage it the way the owner would do it. Because what? You as a steward are acting in on behalf of the owner. You're acting on behalf of the owner. And so we as stewards in the kingdom, we're what? We're acting on behalf of our King Jesus. We're acting on the behalf of him. And if I'm the steward of Kingdom Place as a pastor, I have to pastor according to the King Jesus and not according to Ernest Team. I have to treat you the way the King would treat you. I have to do for you the way the King would do for you, because I'm a steward of the King.
Yes.
I'm a steward of the King. Husbands in a home, you're stewards of your home.
Man.
You're stewards of your family, your wife, and everything goes on in your home. So to be a good steward in your home, you have to do things the way the King would do in the home. What did Jesus say? The husband of what? Love the wife as Jesus loved the church.
Right.
Love that woman the way God would love her. And then her job as a steward, as a wife, is to follow the love lead of the husband. Did you know it's easy to follow love lead?
Yes. Yes.
It is easy to follow love lead. When we know how much Jesus loved us, doesn't that make it easy to follow him?
Yeah. Yes.
When a wife knows how much her husband loves her, it's easy to follow him. When he knows he's looking at the King, it's easy for her to follow. Even a leader as a pastor, when y'all know that I'm following the love lead of Jesus, that Jesus loves you, and I'm following how much he loves you, and I'm doing what he tells me to do because out of love in my heart that I know he has for you.
Yes.
It's easy to follow somebody as they follow Christ.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that. Amen. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes, yes.
When we are leaders in our home, on our job, leaders of our children or whatever, if we're good stewards, then we are walking the love walk. We are following the love of God. And as we follow Christ and follow in love, then others can follow us. They can follow us. So a faithful steward does not try to do it on his own. He does not try to do it on his own, but he follows Jesus. He follows Jesus. So in Matthew, one had five talents, one had two. One had one. I'm saying, probably it was this way. When they had the five talents, he thought about the master. And he took those five talents and he was a faithful steward because he did it the way the master would do it. He probably thought, what would my master do with this if he had it? I got five talents he gave me. And they're his, they're not mine. They come from him. So how would he use these five talents? And he used them by doing it the way the master would do it, and he gained five more.
Yes.
The two talent one did the same thing.
Yes.
He didn't try to do it on his own. He did it the way he believed the master or the king would do it, and he gained two more. But then there was one that just had one. All he had was one. Can you imagine that? All he had was one. Somebody had five, somebody had two, but this person only had one thing to manage. Just one thing to look after. Just one thing to be faithful over. Just one. And he was afraid to be faithful over that one thing. He went and hid the talent, dug and buried it. And was afraid to put it to use. To put it to use. I'm thinking about this. A faithful steward. As a faithful steward, God has put stuff in us. He's put stuff in us to be good husbands and wives and leaders and pastors and children and parents. But are you afraid to use what God has put in you to be faithful and a good steward of what he's placed in you?
No.
Dan said no. If you're afraid, you need to stop being afraid. Let God bring out of your heart what he put in there.
Yes.
Let God use what's in you. Be faithful. Be a faithful steward of the love of God in you.
Yes.
And let that love of God flow.
Yes.
Right.
Be faithful. Let that kindness flow.
Yes.
Let that sacrifice flow.
Hallelujah.
Treat everyone the way you want them to treat you.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on. Be a good, faithful steward. Be a good, faithful steward.
Hallelujah.
Of what God has put in you. And he's put a lot in us.
Yes, he has.
Some of you don't even know what God's put in you because you're not allowing it to flow out. All his goodness is in there.
Good.
All his love, all his kindness is in us. We have in us the ability to forgive others when they do wrong toward us. We have in us the ability to go through the persecution and not be offended. Not to become bitter. So be a good, faithful steward of what God has put in you. Don't bury it. Don't bury it. Don't bury it. Let's look at Luke 12:41. In a chapter of Luke, Jesus is talking about a whole bunch of stuff in that chapter. He's telling them not to be like the Pharisees. Don't use the leaven of the Pharisees. He's telling them not to be fearful. He's telling them, you know, to watch and be ready for his second coming. He's telling them a lot of stuff in parables. And so in verse 41, Peter wants to know, he said, Lord, did you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And Jesus kind of ignored what he said. He didn't direct an answer at Peter. But in verse 42, Luke 12:42, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Do you not know promotion comes from God?
Yeah.
And when you're faithful and a wise steward of what God has placed in your hand, then God will give you more in due season. And due season means when you're able to handle it, when you have enough maturity of character to handle and walk in what God wants to give you, then he'll give it to you. Sometimes we pray and ask God for things. I'm not talking about, you know, it could be material things too. Sometimes we ask God for things that we are not really ready to handle. Now, even Fixon would not give Seth keys to go out and drive the car.
No, indeed.
He is not ready.
he
might get in that car and think he's getting ready to do something, but he is not ready. That doesn't mean they don't love him. They love him. But he's not ready, so they don't give him something he can't handle yet.
Amen.
So God doesn't give us something we can't handle yet. So we got to trust him to know when to give us what he wants us to be a good steward over. But it's all going to depend on what are you doing right now. Are you faithful over what God has already given you? Are you faithful? So this verse talks about a faithful and wise steward whom his master makes rule over his household. A steward is a servant of the person who has assigned him the task of managing, overseeing his master's household. So we are servants. Verse 43 says, blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. When he comes. Verse 40, Luke 12:43 is talking about the second coming of Christ. But it also could when Jesus comes, when he comes, I mean, we have his spirit on the inside of us. And every now and then we have to give an account of what we're doing and what he gave us.
Amen.
We have to do that. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. You see, he wasn't ruler over everything in the beginning. But when the master came and found him being faithful, then he made him ruler over all things. When Jesus sees that we are being faithful stewards of what he's already given us, he will give us more. He will give us more. We're going to see that down further, what happens. He was faithful in what he, Luke 16:10. He was faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. But he was unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. That is so true. If you are faithful in what little God gave you to be faithful over, a person is single and wants a husband. If you being faithful being single, if you being faithful to the Lord being single, if you're doing what God wants you to do being single, if you're faithful and being content with God while you're single, then, you know, you're ready for a husband. But if you're not faithful when you're single, you ain't going to be faithful when you get married.
That's right.
If you're not faithful in the little or the least, you're not going to be faithful in the much.
Man.
Same thing on the job. You're working on the job. If you're not faithful at what that employer is giving you to do, no need of him giving you more to do. Mm-hmm. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Oh, let's look at 16:12 first. Now let's look at Luke 16:11-12. Then we go to 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let's do Luke 16:11-12, and then we go to 1 Corinthians 4:1. Luke 16:11. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon or money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? So we got to be faithful in that God has committed to us that belongs to God. Okay. Parents, your children, God has given you children, but those children really belong to God. They really belong to God. Wives, your husband belongs to God. And husband, your wife belongs to God. And whatever we do that's not according to the will of God to our husband or wife, we're doing it to God.
Amen.
When we mistreat our children, we're doing it to God.
Amen.
And God takes it personally.
Yeah.
He actually takes it personally. How do I know that? Because it told Saul on the Damascus Road, when Saul was persecuting the church, he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He didn't say, "Why are you persecuting the church?" He said, "Saul, why are you persecuting me? When you persecuting the church, my sons and daughters, you're doing it to me."
Yes.
You're doing it to me.
Yes.
And when what? When we're faithful in the thing that God has committed to us, we're not just faithful to that person that we're doing the faithfulness to. We're not just faithful to our employer or faithful to our husband or wives, or I'm not just faithful to you as a pastor, but we actually what? Being faithful unto the Lord. The song says, "In all I do, I honor you."
Yes. Hallelujah.
"In all I do, I honor you." So it's not unto the person, but it's unto the Lord.
As unto the Lord.
We're doing these things. And God sees it. He takes it to heart. He sees it and takes it to heart. Faithful stewards. Faithful stewards. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 4:1. "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Did you not know we're stewards of the mysteries of God? There are things that have been hidden from the ages that God, that even the patriarchs, the Bible says they wanted to look into it. There were things they wanted to know. There are things the angels wanted to know. But now in the new covenant, we're stewards of the mysteries of God because God has entrusted things in us. Did you not know God will tell you his secrets?
Hallelujah.
He will tell you what he's thinking. He will tell you, do like Abraham and tell you what he's getting ready to do. God will tell us stuff, but only if he can trust us.
Hallelujah.
Only if he can trust us. If God can trust us, he will tell us things. And sometimes we wonder, well, why God ain't saying this? Why God ain't saying that? Why God ain't doing that? Well, maybe God wants us to get to a place where he can trust us with it.
Yes.
If he can't trust you with something, he's not going to tell you. If he can't trust you with something, he's not going to reveal it to you. Sometimes in the body of Christ, sometimes we just can't keep nothing. We tell too much. Well, if you're going to blab and tell everything without seeing if God wants you to tell it yet, then he's not going to tell you his secrets. Because he's thinking you're going to blab it out without consulting him first. So we have been stewards of the mysteries of God. But as a good steward, we always consult the king.
Yeah.
We always say, Jesus, you said this, but what do you want me to do with it?
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I see you doing this, but what do you want me to do with it?
Yes.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Jesus, you put this on my heart, but why? Why do you put this on my heart? What do you want me to do? How can I be a faithful steward with what you've given me? Because trust me, people, we can mess it up. We can really mess things up. Have I ever messed things? Yes, I messed things up. I have messed some stuff up. If we don't follow the king and do it the way he say do it, say it when he want to say it, say how he want to say it, he want to say it, then we're not faithful stewards. And what we say about a faithful steward? A faithful steward is trustworthy.
Yes, yes.
Trustworthy. Who wants a friend? You got a friend, they're a close friend. You share things with that friend, you tell that friend stuff, and that friend goes off and tell all your business.
Nobody wants that.
No, nobody wants that type of friend. They do stuff you don't even want them to do.
No.
So God is, he wants to be able to trust us. He wants to be trustworthy. He wants to be able to have confidence in us doing things the way he wants to do them. When he wants to do them, say what he wants to say, and when he wants to say it. Why is it like that? It's not that God is so picky, but God has more to deal with than just us. There are other people involved. God wants us to be a blessing in what he says and not bring confusion and all that kind of stuff. And the only way there could not be confusion is if we do it God's way.
Hallelujah.
We got to do it his way.
Yes.
We got to be faithful stewards,
yes,
that do it his way.
Yes.
Because when we do it his way, then what he's given us, it multiplies.
Hallelujah.
It increases like the talents. It increases.
Yes.
So we are stewards of the mysteries of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 4:2, and we'll see here too what I was just saying. 1 Corinthians 4:2, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It is found in a steward that a man be found faithful.
Amen.
Faithful. Sometimes stewards handle money. I'll give you another example. You might be a financial steward. God give you stewardship over money. And some people are like that. God blesses them. They know how to make money. They know how to get money. The money increases. But God wants to be a faithful steward of the money he gives us. He wants us to be a faithful steward. You wouldn't want to give somebody any money And they were dishonest.
No, you wouldn't.
They weren't faithful. You wouldn't want to do that. And so God wants us to be faithful stewards so that whatever he gives us, whatever he puts in our hand, whatever he blesses us with, he knows we're going to do it as unto him to build his kingdom or to bless somebody. We're going to do it his way and not do it our way. He wants us to be a faithful steward. And what do we say about when you're a faithful steward of what God gives you? He blesses it and it increases. He blesses it and it increases. Let's look at Luke 12:45. We're going to look at an unwise, unfaithful, and irresponsible steward. Luke 12:45. So what if the steward says, I'm not going to do it God's way. I'm going to do this thing my way. Have you ever tried to do stuff your way? Mm-hmm. I sure have. I remember when I wanted to do stuff my way, and I sure tried it my way, and it was a big, big mess. Mm-hmm. One thing about a big mess, though, when you make a big mess, God will still get you out of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Luke 12:45. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. I got here, when a servant does that, they're unwise, they're unfaithful, and they're irresponsible. And really, they're a hypocrite. Because his plan was to only pretend to be faithful. He wasn't faithful, the servant wasn't faithful. But if the master came, he would shape up right quick, trying to act like he's doing everything right. But we don't want to be that type of steward. We don't want to be faithful when somebody, just faithful when somebody's looking. We don't want to just be faithful in the church and not faithful at home. We don't want to be faithful at home and not faithful on the job.
Man.
We want to be the type of stewards that are faithful all the time, no matter who's looking, no matter where we are, no matter when we get a pat on the back or not, no matter when somebody give us a good word or not. We want to be faithful because what? We're doing things that's unto the Lord and not to ourselves. We're faithful because faithful is who we're supposed to be and who faithful is who we are on the inside. When we, the Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, when we're one thing here and something else over here, then that's not good either. We're supposed to be what? Faithful all the time. No matter where we are, no matter who's around us, we're faithful stewards. We're faithful stewards. And we have the grace to do that. That's the thing about it. We have the grace to do that. Because look at verse 12:45, Luke 12:45. But if that servant stays in his heart, well, if the servant could say in his heart that his master delayed his coming and he began to do wrong, he could have said in his heart, I'm going to be faithful till my master comes. He had a choice. Mm-hmm. It was a heart decision. He had a choice in his heart to go both ways, either way. So what happens if the servant says that? Luke 12:46. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Unbelievers are the unsaved. I'm not saying it's what God's going to do to us because this is the Old Testament and we're living in under grace. But what happens under grace if we're unfaithful servants and we're not gold, vessels of gold and silver, but what we produce is wood and stubble and hay.
All burned up.
It's all burned up. That means you weren't faithful to follow the king. So what you produced was not kingdom material or kingdom stuff.
No, it was not.
It was wood, stubble, hay, and it burned up. So the scripture says, you yourself as a servant will be saved, but your reward will be lost. You know how it is in school? I know Tyler knows. Everybody getting a good grade. You ain't being like you're supposed to when you get a bad grade. Don't you feel bad, Tyler? Mm.
But I know.
Well, I know you got good grades in this app.
I used to get a lot of bad grades, actually.
Didn't feel good, did it?
Oh.
It does not feel good if God handed out A's and B's and C's and you got all E's. That is not going to be a pretty picture. So we want to be what? Faithful stewards.
Yes.
We want to have the gold and silver and all that. We want to increase. We want to increase what God gives us because we're faithful. We follow the King. We do it the King's way. We don't do it our way.
Oh, no, that don't work.
It don't work. I think we all can say we've been there. We've done that.
Tried it.
It doesn't work.
Don't work.
So what happens when the servant knows the word? You know the will of God. And if you hear God and they speak to you, then you know his will. Luke 12:47 says this, and the servant who knew his master's will did not prepare himself to do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
Many stripes.
Now this is a servant now. This is not a hypocrite. This is a servant. He knew the master's will, but he didn't prepare himself to do according to his will. He didn't read the word. He wasn't a doer of the word. He heard the word. He didn't pay attention to it. You know, he didn't prepare himself. So we can prepare ourselves to do the will of God by doing what? Like Dan told us, you know, practical Christian living. Get that word. Don't try to get the whole 66 books. What do you know? What do you know right now? What do you have right now in your heart that you know?
In your heart.
And you know.
Yes.
Not what you think you know. Not what you heard somebody else say, not what somebody else know, but what do you know? What's in your heart right now that God has given you out of his word that can help you be that faithful steward?
Hallelujah.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
What do you have?
Yes.
You might just have, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
You're in good shape.
That's it. I got that. I got that. I know the Lord is my shepherd. And I know when I get in trouble, I shall not want.
Amen.
I know when I'm hungry, he's going to feed me.
Yes.
I know when I got a bill, he's going to pay it.
He gonna pay.
I know when I get in trouble, he's going to get me out.
Yes.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
If I don't know nothing else, I know this. He's my shepherd.
Yes.
And I shall not want.
Yes.
So what do you know?
A little cord on his microphone. Amen.
So what do you know? What do you know?
Yeah.
What do you already have in your heart that you can walk in and be a faithful steward?
Start there.
That's right. What's in your heart? Not what's in mine. Not what's in somebody else, but what's in your heart?
Yes.
Then look in your heart. See what word of God has given you revelation in your heart.
Yeah.
And begin to walk and practice that.
In your heart. Amen.
And be faithful right there where you are.
Yeah.
Don't try to be faithful over yonder because you ain't over yonder yet. Be faithful right here where you are right now and what you know right now in your heart.
Yes.
Be a faithful steward.
Yeah.
Be a faithful steward.
Yeah.
So, but if you not walking in what you know, you're not preparing yourself. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. The Bible says you'll be beat with many stripes. You're going to lose your reward. But what about those that don't know, didn't know the word? There are some people, the only word they know is salvation. They got saved. They haven't been taught the word of God. Maybe they didn't get time to get in the word of God. But he that did not know, yet commit things deserving of stripes, shall be beat with few. So God is very fair. He's very just. He's very just.
Hallelujah.
So he loves us all, but he doesn't treat us all the same. And that's good. He loves us all, but we're not all treated the same way. And some people say, God's my favorite. I'm God's favorite. I mean, that That, I mean, I'm not going to bother that. If you want to believe you're God's favorite,
I'm his
favorite. That's it. Everybody can say we're his favorite. But I want to say this. Favor increases. Being his favorite is not the same thing as favor. Favor increases.
Yeah.
So one person has more favor than the next. That don't mean God loves you less than them. He loves all of us. But we favor increases. Jesus, what? He increased in the favor of God and man. So if Jesus increased in the favor of God and man, what about us?
Yes.
We have to increase in the favor of God and man.
Yes.
So how do I increase in the favor of God and man? By being a faithful steward.
Yeah.
If you're on your job, you're faithful on your job, isn't that manager or that supervisor going to start giving you favor?
Yes.
Isn't that favor going to increase? It is. It is. So favor increases. It increases. And it increases when we are faithful stewards. Faithful stewards. Let me get ready to close. For everyone to whom much is given,
much.
For him much will be required.
Much.
And to whom much has been committed, to him they will ask the more. So the more that God has given us, the more will be required of us. The more will be required of us. If you're a husband with children or wife, you've been given much. You've been given a husband. Yeah, you've been given a wife and children. So more is required of you than a single man that has no wife and children. That single man, he can go out with the buddies all the time. He can have fun with the buddies. He ain't got to go home till he get ready. But so much is not required of him. But that husband that has a wife and children, you better go home.
That's right.
That's right.
You better go home. Because what? Much is required. You got more responsibilities. God has given you more. So more is required of you.
Yeah.
If you're on a job, you get a promotion. Guess what? You got a promotion, but much is required with that promotion. Mm-hmm. If you're a wife and you got children, you got a husband. It ain't like when you were single. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a widow and all my children are grown. So I got more freedom than a wife that has a husband and children. You can't do the same thing I do. You don't have the same freedom I have. If I were pastor of a church, I'd probably get up and be traveling here and there, and I'd be going everywhere. But I can't do that all the time because I'm a pastor.
Yes.
I have responsibilities.
Yes.
I can go sometime, but I have responsibility to be here with you. Right. If you're just a lay member, and you don't have any responsibilities, you're not, you know, like Dan sets up the equipment, him and Tyler and Christina does that. Then, and if I want to pass and I didn't do none of that, I might get up one Sunday morning and say, well, I ain't going today, I'm gonna stay home. But see, much required of me because I'm the pastor.
You had to give up fishing.
I had to give up fishing, right, Dan. I had to give up my fishing. I had to give up my fishing because I had to come to church and be a pastor.
Are you fishing for men though?
I'm fishing for men, that's right. Fishing men. All this summer, my friend Phyllis would call me, we're going fishing, can you go? I said, Phyllis, I can't go. She called me, are we going fishing, can you go? I said, I can't go, Phyllis. I got things, but I can't go. You know, so when much is given, much is required. So don't get upset because you can't do what somebody else is doing and don't have the same responsibilities you have. It's different. And that's okay. Because what would God do? If we are faithful where we are, doing what we're supposed to do, God will give us reward. He'll reward
it. Thank you, Father.
He will bless it and reward it.
Yeah.
He will bless it and reward it.
Yeah.
So that's the word for today. Let's stand. Amen. Are there